Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know. Presented by Patrick A. Heller of award-winning Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. As expected, the Fed announcement at the conclusion of last Wednesday's Federal Open Market Committee meeting did not raise the federal funds interest rate. However, the statement strongly implied that the committee would do so at the next meeting in March. Further, it also promised multiple interest rate increases later this year. The Fed is taking this action to pretend they are trying to do something about sharply rising consumer prices. In doing so, they are trying to deflect attention from the real cause of rising prices, which is government inflation of the money supply. Fed officials know that raising interest rates will have the effect of reducing business profits. As profits decline, stock prices are almost certain to drop as well. Further, there will be less money available to create new jobs. Thus, it was no surprise that the Treasury 10-year note interest rate recently reached its highest level in 2 years. In anticipation of the Fed's announcement last week, U.S. stock prices were already tumbling. Both the NASDAQ and Russell 2000 indices, as of early Monday this week, were down more than 10% for the month of January. The Dow Jones Industrial Average and Standard & Poor's 500 index were also lower. So, what could the U.S. government do to try to trick the public into thinking they were competently handling financial markets? They propped up the value of the U.S. dollar. 5 days ago, the U.S. dollar index reached its highest level in 19 months. The U.S. government cannot afford to see rising interest rates on its $30 trillion of debt. It also cannot afford to collect lower income taxes as stock prices drop and fewer jobs are created. It will work with the Fed to continue other means of inflating the money supply in ways that are hidden from the public eye. 4 years ago, the Federal Reserve raised the federal funds interest rate 4 times that year. Stock prices plummeted before the Fed aggressively reversed course. It is possible that the U.S. economy is approaching its next major downturn. Stay tuned for developments. That's it for now. Come back Friday for more things you know that just aren't so and important news you need to know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or MacDonald Broadcasting.